We're talking with one of our winners in the Agriculturalist Under 40 competition and categories for ag business category. Brady said, well, congratulations, Brady.
Thank you very much, Ron. I appreciate it.
What does this mean to you?
It's exciting to be honored here. I mean, obviously, we're here to raise money for the youth with the Sirloin Club and obviously OYE and all that, and we've been a part of that and glad to be able to be recognized, I guess, as kind of alumni growing up in the small communities and being a benefactor of donors and other things when I was in FFA and 4-H over the years, and now to be on this end of it and to be, you know, I guess, a young entrepreneur in agriculture and been away and then back here in Oklahoma now, and so very excited to have this honor and be a part of the program.
You got your fingers in quite a few things these days.
Oh yeah, you know, I guess diversification. So, and you know, we're slowly, maybe not fast enough, but figuring out what kind of works and where there's real value to be added. And I think we've come a long ways. You know, everything that we're doing, we started in 2016, and now in the beer business, and using local grains. We're using Gallagher wheat in our malt and in our beers, and so we're excited to be able to value add local ag products, and that's really where our whole organization is shifting. Is more kind of specialty crops and value addition and bringing professional services and risk management to producers.
So you obviously have an opportunity, especially on the risk management side of things, to be able to interact with a lot of folks about how to help their business.
Yes.
And then I guess on the other end, the beer business, a little more of the enjoyment side.
Yep.
of our agricultural commodities.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, on the market side of things, we've had some volatility, maybe not enough. I mean, prices have been subdued here for the last few years, and opportunities come and go fast, and I mean, it's tough times in agriculture. So, you know, we're just getting more guys, educated about these tools, and they may have heard of them, they may have used them, they may have heard of stories of people that used them that didn't work out like they wanted them to, but I think it's important for everybody to have their own opinion and make sure they know about the tools that are available to them and help protect their financial exposure. So that's what we're here to do, is kind of demystify some of this and start at the basics and do that. And then, like I say, on the beer side, it's really about, we're trying to connect rural and urban communities. I think there's a big divide, as we always in agriculture are trying to defend what we do every day. And we think this, using local grains to create a product that these urban and city communities can enjoy is one way to bridge the gap.
Congratulations.
So, all right. Thanks, Ron.
Brady Sidwell out of the Enid area, one of the five top agriculturalists under 40 honored by the Sirloin Club of Oklahoma. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.